Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you His peace. Welcome to this daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And as we bring to a close this afternoon and look ahead to the rest of the day, we take full stock of this present moment to call to mind the presence of the Lord, to acknowledge the presence of the Lord in our midst, whether that's at home, in our car, at work, waiting to pick up children from school, or perhaps take them to an appointment, whether we are waiting to make a deposit at the bank or to drop off recycling. Regardless of where we may be and what we are in the midst of trying to accomplish, it's good to just take this moment and call to mind the presence of the Lord. This daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is an opportunity given to each one of us to give thanks and praise to the Lord who's given us the gift of life, who's helped us through sacred scripture, sacred tradition, and the magisterium of the church to understand and appreciate just how much He loves us. Loves us so much so that He would send us His Son, His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and through the life-saving waters of baptism, we would be no longer seen merely as creatures, but now as children of God, sons and daughters of God our Father, brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, disciples after the heart of Jesus, we who remain open to the promptings and the guidance and the clarity that's offered by the Holy Spirit. Indeed, when one responds to the grace given by the Lord, we enter into a love affair. We enter into intimacy with God Himself, understanding the relationship the Lord extends to us, the possibility of a relationship that is extended to us. When we hear the change in terminology, we're no longer a creature, but now we are children. We are a child of God the Father. That helps us to appreciate the strength, the grace, the life He gives to us as we press on, as we persevere. Perhaps you're having one of those days where things are just really thick, really challenging, a bit trying. You're just totally stressed out. Or perhaps today's a good day. You're able to acknowledge the blessings of the Lord. You're able to acknowledge and accept the grace He desires to give. Regardless even of the disposition of our heart, this moment gives us an opportunity to call to mind the presence of the Lord. And we cry out to God as Father, having been taught to do so by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. In this month of November, when we call to mind the power, the beauty, the reality of the saints in heaven, we understand how they were convicted, how they were compelled by love to give their all to the Lord in good times and in bad, with a joyful disposition or one of incredible stress and tension. They persevered. They persevered in their running toward the Lord and in bringing those they love with them, irregardless of whether it's family or friends, spouse or children, parents, cousins, aunts or uncles, neighbors, fellow parishioners, your parish priest, someone who's a good friend, a best friend. When we understand how much the Lord loves us, we want nothing else and nothing other than the Lord Himself. It's the greatest act of gratitude, is to want the one who wants you, especially when it's the Lord, He who created you and then called you out of creation into a filial relationship, a relationship of love, seeing God not just as the Almighty Creator, but as Father. When we draw close into the language of intimacy, it helps enrich our experience of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, having that sense of wonder and awe as we draw close to the Holy Mass. We understand and we appreciate the need for sacred reverence, sacred silence. We also come into full contact with the interplay of beauty and truth and goodness in the church where we pray, and how all three of those characteristics, beauty, truth, and goodness, point us towards the presence of the Lord. And then, of course, the climax is the opportunity, should we be in a state of grace, to receive Jesus in Holy Communion. The terminology, the relationship reaches its peak in that moment where we receive the Lord in the Holy Eucharist. As we consider, as we ponder the reality and the beauty of the saints in heaven and how we are all called to that same heavenly Jerusalem, our mother, where we will be one with our brothers and sisters, the saints in heaven, let us call to mind the reading from the Mass that was offered on November 1st in celebration of All Saints. The second reading in particular, it's taken from the letter of St. John, the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. It begins, "Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure, as he is pure." Those few lines taken from the first letter of St. John not only console us, but also challenge us. They console us because we realize we are the children of God. St. John, the youngest of the 12 apostles, one of the four evangelists, he who received care of the Blessed Virgin Mary from Jesus Christ himself while he was dying on the cross, John writes this letter to us. He begins by saying, "Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God." He sees us as his siblings, St. John. He speaks to us as those whom he loves as well, those who are caught up in the love affair, those who know the Lord, love the Lord, and serve the Lord Jesus. In this reality, we are able to draw close to the words of John and to consider not only on the solemnity of All Saints, but also every day of the year, that to which we were called, heaven, the one for whom we were made, the Lord. And we're able to realize that we have to persevere. There has to be a choice that is made, a choice made by each one of us to want the Lord and to pursue him, and to not allow the Lord to fall by the wayside in our list of priorities, regardless of how long the day has been. Regardless of how much is on our list of things to do, have we given ourselves that moment to pray, to acknowledge the presence of the Lord, to understand and to remind ourselves that we are the one he knows and he loves. He's called us to himself. There's incredible hope in this reality, which is why St. John in his letter highlights everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure, as he is pure. There's an understanding that the Lord, once he reveals himself to us and he's called us to himself, we have a hope in him as a result of our knowledge of him. So powerful, so important it is for us to give ourselves even just a few moments every day just to read sacred scripture, to pray sacred scripture, and to fall down in wonder and awe before the presence of the Lord, to visit Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. If you have the opportunity today, please visit the Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Renew your love for the Lord by making a simple visit. It doesn't have to be very long. If you're not able to even go in the church, but you can drive past one of the churches where the Lord is reserved, in a tabernacle, one of the Catholic parishes, or a chapel, or a school that has a chapel, make it a point to drive past there and just trace the sign of the cross over your body, renewing your love for the Lord by that simple act of love. through something simple like the sign of the cross, or reading sacred scripture, or making a simple, brief visit to Jesus in the Eucharist, maybe grasping the Holy Rosary and spending some time meditating upon one of the mysteries of the life of our Lord. Or maybe you pray all five mysteries for that particular set. You enter into the presence of the Lord. Acknowledge the saints. Draw close to one, two, three, or several more with whom you share experiences of life. Ask for their assistance. See them more as brothers and sisters, friends, and less like images from the past. Our saints, our brothers and sisters in heaven, are very much alive. They are the church triumphant, praying for us who are the church militant. And together we pray for the church suffering, the souls in purgatory. When one sees the reality as God authors it, one cannot but help be filled with hope, like St. John reminds us in his letter. Those of us who gaze upon the Lord, those of us who admit the presence of the Lord, begin to be filled with hope because we see things not merely as we can grasp them, but we see things as they are authored by the Lord, as they are allowed by the Lord. We see reality through the perspective of the one who authors it. And as we see reality through the perspective of the one who authors it, the Lord Jesus himself, we are just reminded of his powerful, his incredible love for one person, for you. In this truth, may the Lord give you his peace.